سلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن سن بسنته لهم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our meeting, guide us from the knowledge in the Quran and Sunnah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us qualified to say the truth and not to say anything according to our own opinion or our own desire. And I Allah ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you to help me to give you a clear idea without exactly favor anybody, and to say the truth all the time and not to follow the falsehood and not to follow my nafs, my soul, which sometimes affected by the shaitan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us from the shaitan and to help us to say the truth all the time. And remember, my brother, I'm here to teach you the comparison opinions. I don't belong to any one of the sects, but all of the imam, our imam, when they bring what? When they bring us for what? What? The evidence, the truth, inshallah ta'ala, all of them, they are imam. And everybody possible to make mistakes, even the sahaba. Even the Sahaba, sometimes they understood the hadith from the Prophet ﷺ in the wrong way. And the others, the majority of the other Sahaba, they clear it. Like, for example, I give you example. The Prophet ﷺ, I'm going to open a big chapter, which caused confusion between the ulama about the traveling, the salah in the traveling. Call it salatu safar. We're going to open a big chapter for this. And bargaining about the ulama. Some people exactly said, well, they come and ask me, when I go over there in my country, how many days I have to make the salah short? Different opinion from the scholars. Some people stay 1 month, they make it short. Some people, they make it 4 days. Some people, they make it 9 days. Some people, they make it 19 days. Some people, they make it 6 months. Back home, stay 6 months, I make all the salah 4 rak'ah, too short, two, to make it two. We're going to open a big chapter. Be ready for that, inshallah. And I ask you to be with us to clear all this idea. So I'm going to tell you, even Uthman, who's Uthman? Radiallahu anhu arda. Great Khalifa in Islam. Third Khalifa in Islam. But Uthman, radiallahu anhu arda, after the death of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Uthman went for Hajj, he made the salah in his salah. And he came from Medina. He lived in Medina. Most of the Sahaba live in Medina after the Hijrah. They didn't come back to Mecca again. So Uthman at the time of his Khilafah, what did he do? In the day of Al-Hajj, Yawm Arafah. Yawm Arafah. What did he do? The Prophet ﷺ in Yawm Arafah, he make the Salah, he combine the Salah. Dhuhr and Asr together. 2 rak'ah for Dhuhr, 2 rak'ah for Asr. Who did that? The messenger of the Ummah. At the time of Uthman, he complete, he made the Dhuhr 4. And who's Uthman? And Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he sent the big letter for Uthman. Ibn Mas'ud is a poor man. And Uthman is a Khalifa, representing the Islamic State. But Ibn Mas'ud, he did not live. I don't favor anybody in Islam. He sent to who? To the Khalifa. The one who ruled third of the whole world, Uthman radiallahu anhu arda, and he told them, who are you, ya Uthman, to change the sunnah to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Ibn Mas'ud, poor man, he doesn't have any exactly a chair in the parliament or a chair in a government or a chair in anything, but he sent a letter to Uthman, no favor. Who are you to change the sunnah to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Ibn Abbas, he said, ta'awwala, he changed according to his own opinion. There's nobody allowed. The Prophet ﷺ and Uthman, he has his own philosophy. Uthman radiallahu anhu arda, he said, you know, I am the Khalifa. And you know the Khalifa and the most of the president and the king, they have a house in everywhere, in every city. Name any exactly president today, he has in every town, he has like a mansion. And he consider himself, he go to here and there, north, 2 or 4 hours here, 4 or 3 hours here, he consider himself, he has like an own house. Uthman in his philosophy, in his opinion, radiallahu anhu arda, what did he do? Uthman, he said, I am a Khalifa. I should have a place in every town, and I have a house in Mecca, so I am a resident. And the salah for the reason it should be what? Complete or short? Short. Or complete? Complete. So he make the Dhuhr 4 and he make the Asr 4. And the Prophet ﷺ, he make the Dhuhr 2 and the Asr 2. Which one we have to follow? The answer, Uthman, he said, you know, you are a resident. Here is the messenger of Allah. He is the messenger for the whole ummah. He should have also a house in everywhere. And he has also a house in Mecca. Why he did not consider himself as a resident and he complete the salah? Who are you? There's no negotiation between the Sahaba. Therefore, we need to understand this fact. When we open this chapter, I will give you some more detail. But to summarize what we said yesterday about the sunnah, because people confuse about the sunnah ratiba. Yesterday we learned, again, I have to repeat it because it's very important. We learned two things from exactly our classes, almost like last week and this week. We learned two. There is something called sunnah ratiba. It's mu'akkada. We have the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, I kept from the Prophet ﷺ 10 rak'ah. Hadith Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha is not contradicting with the hadith of Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, Hadrat Allah, Abdullah ibn Umar. She said the Prophet ﷺ used to pray 4 rak'ah before Dhuhr. That is the confusion. Only this part. How many rak'ah before Dhuhr? Aisha, she said, he never left this 4 rak'ah in all his life, 4 rak'ah before Dhuhr. Right? And when he come to the masjid, he pray another 2 additional rak'ah according to Abdullah ibn Umar, because he said, Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, he pray only 2 before Dhuhr. And the conclusion for you, to make it easy for you, the 4 rak'ah, it is from the chapter of Nafila, is not mu'akkada. People, generation by generation, they took it as a mu'akkada, like the 2 before Dhuhr, like the 2 after Maghrib, like the 2 after Isha, like the 2 before Fajr. So they call it exactly mu'akkada. So when you stand up and you bring this 4 rak'ah, I ask you by the name of Allah, intentionally inside you, don't consider this 4 rak'ah as a sunnah ratiba, mu'akkada. It is from the chapter of what? Nafila. Where is the Prophet ﷺ did it, according to our classes? In where? In his house. And when he come to the masjid, how many rak'ah the Prophet ﷺ did? 2 rak'ah. That is the confusion between the people. Therefore, you say, fine, exactly some scholar, it's mean the ulama, the companion, they say 12 rak'ah. And Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar, he said 10 rak'ah. That is the confusion because Abdullah ibn Umar, he considered this 4 rak'ah in his house. That's from the Prophet ﷺ, nafila. Remember, I would like to clear something with you today. The Prophet ﷺ, when he did the rak'ahat, he did rak'ahat exactly for nafila, because Allah forgive his sins, past and the future. So when the Prophet ﷺ like to be better exactly and perform a lot of salat of nafila, it's for nafila to raise his level in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. But for you and me, we do this nafila in order to have forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is totally different. Everybody know. Everybody should know. نافلة من الليل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, نافلة من الليل. Oh, yeah, Muhammad, stand up and pray نافلة. It is نافلة for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for us, we do all this rak'at because we have a lot of sins. Maybe Allah, because maybe in your life, you miss the Dhuhr. You miss the Asr. You miss the Maghrib on time. You miss the salah. There is nothing in Islam call it qadha, qadha. Yeah, come here, brothers. What happened to you? I wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah, I pray salat al-subh before I leave to my job. Okay, what about the dhuhr? An usr. Alhamdulillah, I never pray all the pray. When did you pray? When I come back home in the night, I pray dhuhr, an asr, an maghrib, an isha. Alhamdulillah, qadha. My brother, you are poor. You lost the salah. It's written in your book that you lost the salah. Because the inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban maqud. Shiku gharir. He spent all his life exactly to study the fiqh of the salah. Right? So there's nobody could miss purposely the salah without any uzr, without any excuse. And he said, you know, qadha. Alhamdulillah, qadha. My brother, you lost the salah. Fawailun lil-musallin alladhina hum an salatihim sahoon. Wow, when they ask Umar, what's mean wily, Umar? Allah said,
ويل للمصلين. While it's mean valley in the middle of Jahannam to those who pray. أستغفر الله أكبر. To those who pray, يا عمر. What about يا عمر those who doesn't pray? قال نحن نتكلم على المسلمين. We talk about Muslim. We talk about Muslim. It's mean whoever left الصلاة purposely, he is what? كافر. كافر. While valley in the middle of Jahannam for those who postponed, delayed their salah. What about those who left the salah completely? It's not from Islam. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَمُوتُ يَهُودِيًّا أَوْ نَصْرَانِيًّا. And when he die as a Christian or Jew. Nothing. Case is finished. الفرق بيننا وبينهم الصلاة. The differences between us and them. They said, who them يا رسول الله? قال the Christian and Jew. الصلاة. من أقامها فقد أقام الدين. Whoever established, he established his own what? Religion. دين. ومن تركها and whoever left it, he left what? The whole deen. Therefore, when they die as a Christian or Jew. And some of the ulama like Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله and the, all these great scholars, they say, whoever left with a salah and he rejected in his life. أخي, come to the prayer, أخي, Zuhr. I've met some brothers here 2 years ago. أخي, come here. Come, we have upstairs, you know. I know there is a masjid upstairs. Don't tell me exactly. My father was imam, so I told somewhat. Back home, my father was imam. So what? Why you don't follow your father to pray? He said, you know, listen. All these people who pray upstairs, they are munafiq, hypocrites. So subhanAllah, who are you? Show me yourself, who are you? He said, you know, it's connection between me and him. He loved me and I love him. MashaAllah. Love him and don't do anything. It's not working, ya akhi. False shaitan. So my dear brothers in Islam, what we need to know here, we need to, yes, increase our salah. Because this is the way, maybe we have short in salah one day, and you pray extra nafila. مَا ذَلَ عَبْدِ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. Allah said, holy hadith, my abdi, my servant, is still exactly work hard to be closer to me with extra nafila, extra contribution. حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. Allah, he said, until I love him. فإذا أحببته and when I love him كنت عينه التي يرى بها أو بصره التي الذي ينظر يبصر به right I will be his eye I will be his sight I will exactly وأذنه التي يسمع بها I will be his ear and Allah will be your ear what if you hear any music أستغفر الله music is not allowed Alright, what is exactly? I will replace it with the Quran tape. Allah, I will enjoy it better than the song. That's upon you. It's upon us, every one of us. Some people, they love exactly to care, call woman and enjoy it to talk with woman. And some, astaghfirullah al-azim. I cannot speak with a strange woman. I cannot with her. This is a policy. And then, وَيَدُهُ الَّتِي يَبْطُشُ بِهَا And he, Allah will be your hand, which you exactly, you hold it or you taking things by it. وَرِجْلُهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا And his feet or legs, which he used exactly in walking. If I know my legs, one of the companions used to say, Ya Allah, look at the companion. If you see me, I'm going to use these 2 feet for haram, break my legs. Could you imagine somebody make dua like this? Think about it. Think about it and see the sincerity of this companion. Ya Allah, if you saw me, I use my 2 feet which you gave it to me. It's exactly bestowing from Allah. It's the favor from Allah. And when you use these 2 feet for haram, Ya Allah, break my legs before I reach the haram. How many one of us exactly make this dua? Right? It's upon the sincerity. Could you imagine in history exactly some Nabi Yusuf he said when he found himself fell in haram, in zina, قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من إيه؟ من الجاهلين Oh my Lord the jail, the prison it's a beloved action for me because when the woman gather around him to attract him to attract him, to desire him, to commit zina with them, he said, he pray right away to Allah, Ya Allah, put me in a jail. Could imagine? Anybody pray? He said, Ya Allah, put me in a jail. Did you find anybody do that? You know what? وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي Because if you're not going to take this woman from me, if you're not going to take them away from me, أَصْبُوا إِلَيْهِنْ My heart will be inclined to them. My heart will love them. Beautiful woman in front of him. The whole city, the most beautiful woman gathered around Yusuf. Every one of them, they cut their hands when they saw exactly. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوسف قد أوتي شطر الجمال. Allah gave the beauty, the good pictures for 50% of all creature for Yusuf and everybody else 50%. Could you imagine? That's why the woman, they cut their hands. They couldn't take it. So, but Yusuf, he said what? Put me in a jail. Because if you leave me, ya Allah, with them, my heart, I'm a human. I will incline to them. I will go with them. I will fail in adultery. How many one of us think about it? Come back to our class fast. Now, to summarize the sunnah, two rak'ah before subh, call it fajr. If the salah will be established as a fard, no, salah will be established in the masjid. You must go with the imam. If you miss the two rak'ah according to Imam al-Shafi'i, and from the Prophet ﷺ action, because the Prophet ﷺ, he said when he lost, he missed the two rak'ah, after dhuhr, he repeat the two rak'ah in a forbidden time after asr. And he said, no salah after asr, no salah after fajr. But if you miss any one of the sunnah, you still, you could make it in the forbidden time or undesirable time, which is the Prophet ﷺ did it. So if you miss the two rak'ah before fajr, you could do it after the fard, right? Which is the Prophet said, no salah after fajr. But no salah after fajr, what is that mean, Shikukar? The nafila. The contribution. You want to pray 100 rak'ah, go. But don't do it in these two times. The nafila, the extra. Not the ratiba, not the mu'akkada. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? Two rak'ah before dhuhr. Two rak'ah after dhuhr. Nothing before asr. Nothing before after asr. There is some people that said four rak'ah before asr. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله هذا كذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He never did it. This is a lie against the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Those who say the Prophet, he used to pray four ركعه before عصر. No salah after before عصر. No salah after عصر. How about exactly as I hear the adhan? Adhan for عصر. And Sheikh Saad give us time, or Sheikh Abdullah give us time, 5 minutes, I will make the fard. And you still have 5 minutes between the adhan and the iqama, the second adhan. The Prophet ﷺ, he has another hadith. بين كل أذانين صلاة. Between the two adhan, there is a salah. What is the salah here? Not mu'akkada. It is nafila. If you want to do it, you will be rewarded. If you don't do it, you are not a sinner. You are not guilty. You don't ignore the sunnah. Don't confuse about the mu'akkada and nafila. There is two rak'ah after maghrib. There is two rak'ah after Isha. Prove it from the Prophet ﷺ, from Ibn Abbas and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhuma in the Sahih in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to make this two rak'ah where, according to our explanation, in his house. That means the two rak'ah after Maghrib, the two rak'ah after Isha, it's what? It's in his house. But what about I don't have it, I will miss it. Don't worry about it. You can make it after Isha. Because we agree, the time for the sunnah is not like fard. You could make it the sunnah anytime and anywhere. But if you have time, the ulama said, it's nothing wrong if you do it in the masjid. But the Prophet ﷺ, he did it all the time, the Maghrib. How about the salah before Maghrib? There are people that said exactly, there is a salah. Here is a hadith. We cleared it yesterday. Said, the Prophet ﷺ, he said about the two rak'ah before Maghrib. What did he say? قال, salatun qabla al-Maghrib. صلاة قبل المغرب صلاة قبل المغرب. This means صلاة ركعة before مغرب. And in the end they say لمن شاء, to whoever he will. That means it's an option. It's not a مؤكدة. So if a sheikh, I know I need to hear the azan al-Maghrib, and some people stand up because we enter masajid, I found the full house, everybody stand up to bring the two ركعة. Don't drive yourself to be sinner. This two rak'ah, we need clear it from you. This two rak'ah is mu'akkada or nafila contribution. Nafila is not mu'akkada like the two after Maghrib. There's two different between the two before Maghrib and the two after Maghrib. Two after Maghrib is mu'akkada from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, wa Ali ibn Abi Talib and all these great Sahaba. They saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make the two rak'ah after Maghrib. But don't bring the two rak'ah before Maghrib like the one equal to the same degree the one after Maghrib. Is not working like this. An Aisha. Four rak'ah before Asr, no, is batil. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Do you, before we move, because I could postpone it, the Salat al-Safar. I'd like to give you introduction today about Salat al-Safar, which is very, you're going to enjoy it too much. Inshallah ta'ala. Do you have any question about this area? Confusion. You have hadith, exactly, you don't understand it before we move. It's written 10. And if you want to make the four before Dhuhr, do it. I don't deny it. Do it. But from the chapter of what? Nafila. If chapter of Nafila is not a mu'akkada, don't bring something more than what the Prophet ﷺ permitted, because you are not better than him. Some people say, no, I'm going to exactly pray it rak'ah before Asr. Is anybody going to stop you? Nobody going to stop you. But it rak'ah before Asr, what did you do? You are better than the Prophet ﷺ. Yeah, he do whatever he did, because you are not in a good level like him or the companions. So you want to do it, you do it, but don't make it like a steady, like condition. You must. Two rak'ah before Maghrib, two rak'ah before Asr, you must make it. No, you don't. Therefore, the Prophet, he never did any two rak'ah. This is Nafilahi. He never did any salah after Fajr. He never did any salah before Asr. He never did any salah after Asr. He never did any salah before Maghrib. He never did any salah before Isha, but he permit his companion to do the two rak'ah, and he did not command them to do it, and he did not command them to leave it. When he saw some people after the Adhan al-Maghrib stand up, some of the companion, and pray two rak'ah before Maghrib, he keep silence. He did not tell them, but it is what? Mu'akkada or nafila? Nafila. Got it, inshallah ta'ala. Do you have any question about this? Go ahead. There is a salah. He that's what he say. Between kullu bayna kulli adhanayni salah. And the salah, he did not say it as salah, because when he say alif lam in the beginning as salah, it will be written known salah. But he say there is a salah, nakira. That mean exactly is not known. When you put alif lam, when I give you for example, ya Sheikh Kogar, give me kitab. What kind of, he has to ask me, you need the Quran, you need al-Bukhari, you need the fiqh, you need fada'il al-a'mal. He doesn't know. But when I told him, ya Sheikh Kogar, give me al-kitab. So it will be here, al-kitab, it will be known. That's al-kitab, it will be known. When I told him, give me a bin. Give me a bin. He couldn't give me a go and bin, any bin. But when I told him, give me the bin, that means I know it and he know it. There is no, I don't accept any another bin. Therefore, he said, between two adhan, there is a salah. What does that mean? Not a salah, there is a salah. That means for you what? In language, in Arabic language, what does that mean? There is nafila. If you want to do it, my brother. But don't carry it as in your heart like this mu'akkada. It's from the way of contribution, because the Prophet ﷺ, when he intend to give you something and he make it mu'akkada, he said, yes, before Fajr, make two rak'ah. So I figure out before Fajr, it's mu'akkada. But after, before Asr, he did not tell me to. He told me, there is a salah. You want to do it? You have enough time. Sometimes I saw people making the adhan for Asr. People like to give us the time, ya Sheikh, to give us to make the two rak'ah. What is the terror? What is this two rak'ah for? What do I need it? It's obligation? It's obligatory sunnah? No, I could make the adhan and right away, because I understand this is employee and everybody want to go his work, especially now the time is coming up and the winter time, the time will be changed and the asr will be 2:20. So people sometimes they need to pray fast to come back to their work. So I could make the adhan right away, I make iqama. But some people is like, you give us the time, we need to pray the sunnah. What kind of sunnah you want to pray, ya akhi? Yarhamuk Allah. What kind of sunnah is not an obligatory sunnah. If you don't, if you have time, you could do it. And even if I have time, I don't have to do it. because it's not obligatory, not ratiba, not sunnah muakkada. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? Yes, there is a salah, but it's from the chapter of what? Nawafil. Nawafil. If you don't, it's exactly. But if you ignore the sunnah muakkada, that means you don't follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why. We're going to talk about watr. I still owe you the watr in the night. People doesn't know how many raka. I say we need to make it also to clear. Right, inshallah ta'ala. We're going to talk about Salat al-Jum'ah. Some people before Salat al-Jum'ah for 8 raka'ah. And after the Salat al-Jum'ah, 8 raka'ah. Who told you to do that? Who said 8 raka'ah before Jum'ah? From where you bring? From what hadith, ya akhi? From what book? From what imam? From what imam? And remember, like a lot of imam exactly making mistakes. And the other ulama, they corrected. Like when you read in the book, Sahahahu al-Tirmidhi. The imam al-Tirmidhi, he corrected. صححه الحاكم ده الحاكم في المستدرك he corrected when he saw some of the imam ابن حزم he make a lot of ضعيف weak in the book of ابن حزم رحمه الله great imam but he make a lot of weak in his book imam احمد الامام احمد رحمه الله in his book which is the said imam اهل السنه imam احمد make mistake imam ابو حنيفه رحمه الله he make exactly a lot of things weak why because he build all his sect exactly in measurement الإمام الشافعي make a lot of mistake. So don't be extremist to anyone and say, إيه hey, الشافعي؟ If you're a sheikh, show that. If you don't follow الشافعي, I will chop you off, chop your head. Hey, what said that? Who said that, يا أخي؟ سبحان الله يا أخي رحمك الله. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى teach all of us, يا أخي, inshallah ta'ala. Don't be extremist and be flexible exactly to understand the deen and remember, actually, sometime I exactly carry some hadith and this, the one who narrate the hadith, unknown. Unknown. The one who narrate the hadith, unknown. Wallahi, I bring exact shak. Yes. Yes. Here, Aisha radiallahu anha arda. I end my class here today. Somebody's name is Al-Haythami. One of the tabi'een, a scholar, make a lot of book. His name is Al-Shaykh Al-Haythami, a great scholar. He said that Aisha, she said, the Prophet ﷺ used to be in a travel, make the salah short. Kana yuqsiru fi salah. And when we said, ya akhi, some people also, there is a do different, I will show you the words in language, could it change the whole word? There is something called yuqsir. يقصر. That's mean when you said يقصر. It's mean صلاة قصر. It's mean short. Look at the same word. يقصر. يو. قا. صير. Look at the فتحة here. The قاف. يا. ضم here. ضم here. قاف here. You have سكون. قاف here you have fatha, not sukun. Here, sad under the sad is kasra, under the sad is kasra. Here is sukun and here is dhamma. يقصر في الصلاة, it's mean you make it short. يقصر في الصلاة, that's mean he ignored some of exactly في الصلاة. يقصر. Because a lot of Muslim actually, even the Arab, when they said, you know, let's we make you قصر الصلاة, قصر, قصر الصلاة, that mean what? That's you make it, you ignore. When somebody يقصر الصلاة, يقصر الصلاة, that's mean he ignore it or he make it like lower in numbers. It's not working like this. We need to understand fatha, it changes the word. It's fatha. Even the lara, you could change. ثم, we said that before. Look at this. ثم. And we said here, ثم. ثم here it's mean and. ثم here it's mean poison. See, totally different. Therefore, when I say it exactly, الذين آمنوا ثم لم يتبعوا إيمانهم بظلم. Those who believe and ثم, that's mean and. But if you don't take your tongue off in the Arabic language, it will be this one. It will be poison. You see? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach all of us, brother, inshallah. Be patient with us in the next chapter of the Salah. We're going to open a big chapter of the Qasr al-Salah, inshallah ta'ala, to make the Salah short, inshallah ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, inshallah ta'ala, to understand the Quran and Sunnah, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma taqabbalna wa aqbal minna, wa ja'alna sababa lima ihtada, wa ja'al thaqrana ala man zalamana, wa ansurna ala man adana, wa tawaffana muslimin, wa alhaqna bis salihin, wa afu an sayyiatina, inna kunna man al-zalimin. Allahumma adkhilna al-jannah ma'al abrar, wa انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان وارحمنا برحمة من عندك يا مولانا ولا تعذبنا فانت بنا راحم وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله